This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The United States' top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, is raising red flags about the recent surge in coronavirus cases, particularly in southern states. Speaking to a live stream audience organized by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Fauci said Friday the staggering increase in cases is a cause of serious concern. Despite some hopeful areas, Fauci said leaders need to encourage their people to wear masks and to practice other measures to mitigate the spread of the virus.
I can say as a public health official that I would urge the leaders, the local political and other leaders in states and cities and towns to be as forceful as possible in getting your citizenry to wear masks.
The head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases has warned the United States could soon endure 100,000 infections per day if it doesn't more aggressively embrace social distancing, mask wearing, and other mitigation efforts. New coronavirus outbreaks are raising alarms globally as India's caseload passes 1 million. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Fresh COVID-19 spikes, even in places as far-flung as China's vast western region, are prompting worldwide moves to guard against the pandemic as the number of confirmed cases globally approaches 14 million. India has announced it surpassed 1 million cases, third only to the US and Brazil, with more than 25,000 deaths. That follows Brazil's announcement on Thursday evening that the country had passed 2 million confirmed cases and 76,000 deaths. That's 1,000 fatalities a day on average since late May on a gruesome plateau that has yet to tilt downward. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. Aid agencies are asking wealthy nations to support the UN's $10 billion appeal for life-saving aid to 250 million people whose lives and livelihoods are threatened by the COVID-19 pandemic. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
A spokesman for the Office of the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, Jens Lierke, says the devastation caused by the pandemic is too great to ignore by the world's rich countries.
No one on this planet will be safe from the virus till everyone is safe from it. We know that food shortages and starvation lead people to move, and they foment conflict, which is also a perfectly exportable problem.
The first global humanitarian response plan for COVID-19, launched in March, requested $2 billion. It was updated in May, seeking $6.7 billion. This is the third iteration of the appeal, and as the emergency has increased, so has the amount of money needed to respond. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Friday people in England will no longer be told to work from home and to avoid public transit in a major easing of lockdown restrictions. Johnson said the government's advice to avoid non-essential use of public transit was being lifted immediately, and beginning August 1st, workers would no longer be told to do their jobs from home if possible. He said it will be up to businesses to determine whether they can bring employees back to workplaces in a COVID-secure way.
By November, at the earliest, if we can continue to make progress in our struggle against the virus, then it may conceivably be possible to move away from the social distancing measures, from the one-meter rule and other things.
Britain's official pandemic death toll stood at more than 45,000 as of Friday and has for several weeks been the highest in Europe. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is undergoing treatment for another bout with cancer. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The 87-year-old justice says she's receiving chemotherapy for a recurrence of the cancer, but she adds she has no plans to retire from the Supreme Court. In a statement issued by the court, Ginsburg says, "I have often said I would remain a member of the court as long as I can do the job full steam. I remain fully able to do that." Ginsburg says her treatment has so far succeeded in reducing lesions on her liver, and she will continue chemotherapy sessions every 2 weeks. Ginsburg spent time in hospital this week for a possible